Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Jackie Britton. It's no secret that the late Myra Kraft was known for her passion to giving back to the community. Every year, her legacy is honored through the MHK Community MVP Awards. And on Tuesday, Patriots owner Robert Kraft and a few members of the team were here at Gillette Stadium to host this year's honorees.
The spirit of giving back is always the mantra for the Patriots. In her honor, the Myra Kraft Community MVP Awards is a time where her legacy is remembered through awarding outstanding individuals making a difference in the community.
There's no greater honor our family can give to anyone than recognize people with the most beautiful person in our life's name. I hope my sweetheart was smiling down today. Some of these stories are unbelievable, and when we think we have problems and we all have our issues, you look at what these people are doing and what they've overcome. It's pretty special.
This year, out of 400 nominations, 26 winners were honored. Aging anywhere from 17 to 83, all were granted anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 for their nonprofits. And the one grand prize winner was awarded $25,000. This year, that person was Susan Canning of Kev's Foundation. Inspired by her son, who passed away to sudden cardiac arrest, Canning decided to turn a tragedy into a life-saving endeavor for others.
And knowing what I know now regarding sudden cardiac arrest, we can prevent it. It's just a matter of diagnosing it and making folks aware of some of the symptoms.
Through her nonprofit, she has trained nearly 4,000 students in CPR skills and coordinated 900 heart screenings, which have led to early indication of heart conditions, a luxury her son did not have.
But we're so happy to say that these kids have gone on either through medication, treatment, through surgery, and their life has changed.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.